Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's officially autumn, and with the season comes more stormy weather. The National Weather Service issued a high wind warning and flood watch for Juneau today. Meteorologists say wind gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour. The National Weather Service advises residents to secure vessels and loose objects that could be blown around or damaged by the wind. Forecasters expect 1 to 3 inches of rainfall today. That could cause minor flooding in low-lying areas near creeks and rivers following heavy rainfall over the weekend. The flood watch will last until 4 a.m. tomorrow. Andrew Park is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Juneau. He says people in Juneau should pay attention to the weather and plan accordingly.
The weather today will impact your life, especially if you're trying to get on the water. We're starting to see 50, 60-mile-hour gusts.
On Saturday, the city and borough of Juneau closed Auk Lake Trail. The city reported that heavy rainfall triggered landslides in the area. City staff urged residents to stay off the trail and out of the lake until it reopens. Ryan O'Shaughnessy is the city's emergency programs manager. He encourages those living in landslide-prone areas to be mindful of the weather.
So if anyone who lives on a steep slope does observe any downslope movement of soils or trees, definitely the best thing to do is to get out of the area. Then once you're safe, to call 911.
The National Weather Service will issue updates on its website. If there's a weather-related emergency, O'Shaughnessy says the city will send text alerts through its voluntary alert system. This is KTOO. Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Raising $1 million can be a difficult task, but one family in Juneau is trying anyways because it could mean accessing life-saving treatment for their child. With the help of local businesses and individuals, they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars so far, and the number continues to climb. KTOO's Jamie Deep has more.
Rain poured down in Juneau on Sunday, but that didn't stop residents from going to Tracy's Crab Shack for a night of music from the local band The High Cost of Living. Under cover tents, attendees lined up for food and are surrounded by a silent auction, a raffle, and a bake sale. Tracy's hosted one of more than 15 local fundraisers working to help a young Juneau resident go on a clinical trial for a rare genetic disease. Emma Jopsis is the mother of 4-year-old Cade Jopsis.
People that I haven't even asked, I haven't even talked to, are texting, calling, wanting to be a part of this, and I'm just so grateful because there's no way we could do this alone.
She says fundraising efforts started a couple years ago when Cade was diagnosed with SPG 50, a rare disease where a child gradually loses their cognitive and motor function. There is no cure.
When we got the diagnosis, the doctors told us to take him home, love him. There was nothing they could do.
But there is an experimental treatment that she says was developed by the father of a child with the same disease. Its creation had a hefty price tag. Jopsis says she and several other families raised the $3 million to create the treatment. For Jopsis, that was largely done through social media campaigns. Now the Juneau family is fundraising again so Cade can use the new treatment. They need to raise more than $1 million in hospital and regulatory fees to do a clinical trial for Cade. Jopsis says fundraising largely falls on families, despite her efforts to raise funds through the government and pharmaceutical companies.
It's not lucrative, and they're never even going to see their money again. So the only people that care to get treatments are parents of children that have this childhood disease. And so as parents, we came together, four families, and we said, we have to do this. We have to raise the money because nobody else is going to. Nobody else cares like we do.
The Juneau community has been responding in a big way. Jopsis says as of Sunday evening, they've raised more than $350,000. She says Cade can begin treatment in November if they have most of the funds in escrow by October 20th. Juneau resident Kelsey Riker was at the event eating dinner in the crowded tent. She's the manager at Kindred Post, a local gift shop and post office. Riker says it's great to see the community act in a huge way.
While this community support has been such a bright light, I also think this should not be necessary for anyone, especially a little kid born with a thing that we don't know much about.
but Riker says she wants to continue to be part of the effort to raise money.
If there are ways to be fighting a very broken system by rallying around our community, then that is something that I want to be a part of.
Tom Ainsworth made his way into the tent with the festivities. He is a retired weather forecaster and says he's glad to see everybody supporting the cause.
Well, we have a grandson about the same age, and I can't imagine going through what they're going through.
Jobs has later estimated they raised another $50,000 from the weekend's fundraisers. They have to raise about $738,000 more to reach their goal. The family will continue raising money for Kate's treatment with fundraisers in and beyond Juneau. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.
And more than 1 million cruise ship passengers visit Juneau each summer. The city may adopt a seasonal sales tax to make the most of their spending. Some residents are wary of the idea. But as KTOO reports, other towns in southeast Alaska have had success with similar systems. It's a rainy September day in Juneau, but the wet sidewalks and streets are still lined with cruise ship passengers donning thin plastic ponchos and holding shopping bags. Mickey Hall and Pat Gensmer are at the front steps of the Alaska Shirt Company in downtown Juneau. They're holding the store's iconic bright red shopping bags.
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt, and my grandson got socks.
They're in Juneau for the day, visiting off the New Amsterdam cruise ship. Without looking at their receipts, I asked them if they knew how much they paid in local sales taxes on the souvenirs they just bought. And, well...
Now, what is the sales rate?
I thought it was free. No, I thought they had no sales tax in Alaska.
That's half true. While Alaska has no statewide general sales taxes, local taxes can still apply. In Juneau, that's 5% year-round. But that could soon change. Juneau voters will decide this October whether the city should implement a new seasonal sales tax system. The city would bump up its tax rate in the summer when tourists are in town to 7.5%, then lower it to 3% in the winter to give locals a break. The change would apply to mostly everyone, with a few exemptions. Advocates for the system say it's meant to take advantage of the tourists, while also giving some winter relief to year-round residents. Juneau Assemblymember Neil Steininger supports the idea. He's an economist and previously served as the director of the Office of Management and Budget for the state.
We have a lot of out-of-town visitors, and we have a lot of economic activity from, you know, non-residents in the summer. And so it would allow us to shift some of that tax burden away from residents, making it even more affordable for individual residents in Juneau.
While cruise ship passenger Hall and Gensmer say they won't lose sleep over the tax increase, not everyone is on board. Juneau resident Wayne Coogan is the co-owner and general manager of Coogan Construction. He says he's worried that implementing a seasonal tax structure in Juneau will disproportionately affect construction spending.
Everyone knows that the construction industry, to a great degree, goes to sleep in the wintertime. They bed down and wait for the weather to come back for what's called the construction season. And so the heavy spending occurs in the summertime.
While Juneau's city government does offer some sales tax exemptions for construction materials, it doesn't cover everything. Coogan says the seasonal change will make buying goods in the summer more expensive, which will eventually trickle down to consumers. But other locals, like Joe Ferrer, says he sees the logic behind the system. He lives in Juneau year-round and owns a tourist shop downtown. He says he's willing to try it, but...
The bottom line is, like, there's no perfect system. There's always going to be a glitch, or some people will be affected in a positive way. Some will be in a negative way. And no one's going to be totally happy with whichever.
Nearby Southeast Alaska towns like Ketchikan, Sitka, Craig, Pelican, and Skagway have already adopted seasonal sales tax structures. All of them see a significant amount of summer tourism. Ketchikan implemented a seasonal sales tax structure within city limits in 2023. The borough has a population of about 14,000 year-round residents, but it sees more than 1 million tourists each year. Ketchikan's mayor, Bob Sievertson, says the tax structure just makes sense.
The reality of it is the community sees our resources being used, our streets being crowded. I think they see this as a positive way a community to utilize the economy that we have, which is the seasonal economy, in the best interest of the community.
The additional revenue the city takes in from the new system goes into its general fund and has paid for things like wage increases for city workers. Sievertson says he hasn't heard much backlash from the community about the system.
We all understand that we have to pay for the services we get, but if we can get the visitors to pay for a larger portion of that in a short period of time, it makes sense.
Janice Walker runs Madison Lumber and Hardware in Ketchikan. She says while the new system hasn't dramatically changed her business, it does cause some headaches.
You know, it's just something every 6 months we have to do, and then they also have a sales tax free day down here, so you got to do it for that day. Anyways, it just, for the retailer, it makes it a little more difficult.
She says she supports the change as long as the revenue that the city takes in goes towards services that benefit year-round residents. In Juneau, the sales tax boost in the summer is intended to offset a proposal to exempt essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax. The cruise ship passengers on Franklin Street, Hall and Gensmer, say go for it.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, I hope it goes through.
If people live here, they deserve a break.
Yeah, no problem.
But it's not up to them. Juneau voters will decide. Juneau's local election ends on October 7th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is yet again expanding its services in Juneau. This time, a spokesperson says the Alaska Native-run healthcare organization is renovating the former Planned Parenthood building in Lemon Creek into a new specialty care clinic. The future clinic will offer cardiology, dermatology, and rheumatology services. Construction is underway, and the organization's goal is to open the facility later this fall. The building formerly housed Juneau's Planned Parenthood, which permanently closed last November. Planned Parenthood said it closed the building because it needed expensive repairs, and the Trump administration has threatened the organization's funding. Its closure meant Juneau and the surrounding Southeast Alaska communities have less access to reproductive health care. The remaining two Planned Parenthood health centers are in Fairbanks and Anchorage. Search's new clinic will not offer reproductive health care services. According to Search, the project is part of the healthcare organization's, quote, commitment to expand access to high-demand specialty services in Juneau. The spokesperson says bringing the multiple services under one roof will make it more convenient and coordinated for patients receiving care. This is KTOO. Thank you so much for tuning in.